Hockey talk. Hockey talk. Hockey talk.
In the movies, they always go out and find a kid who's really good to join the team.
Hey, that's right. We need a ringer.
We need a Canadian.
We've seen Fourier on skates before, so all of the talk is nonsense.
They're dinosaurs. They know how to, survive.
I got a shout-out Razor. That donut's for him.
Don't worry. I got Bruins plates. People get out of our way.
Au revoir. Have a good game.
I gotta tell you,
he's gotta love his intro.
No. This intro for Razor is awesome. Now almost morphing into like Chandler Jones did it.
No. Sounds great.
11:26, our guy Andrew Razor Raycroft with us on the Harbor One hotline. Do you think it's gone down the road of a Chandler Jones song? You're open there, Razor, or are you vibing to it as only your Canadian ass could?
I vibe to the start, but that we keep adding on, it's going to be like the whole segment is just those highlights.
You know what? Here's what I'll do. Next week, I will personally, Chandler Jones, you're open. I will personally create my own open for you. Okay, next Friday at 11:20.
Yeah, right.
11:25.
Yeah, Razor's got another speaking engagement at the Hanscom again.
No, you're gonna love it, Razor. You're gonna love it. He loves all my stuff. He's the best guest ever. Even the stupid things I say, you know, he doesn't hold it against me, and he laughs at all my jokes. He's a great friend, best friends, thunder buddies. He left. He's not even there anymore.
You know what? I think he might have dropped. Hold on.
Wait,
hold on.
Wait,
Razor. Yeah. Oh, we got you. There you go.
Did you hear any of that?
You're all of it.
Oh, we can't hear you.
Oh, hang on. We'll put him on hold because it's breaking up a little bit. So he might have been saying something and reacting completely to your... Billy or Nick, if we can check Razor, he was kind of breaking up a little bit there. It might have been... Oh, okay, he dropped. So we clearly hit a bad area with Razor.
He's calling back. Don't go to March.
Okay.
No,
because Razor will be back in a Razor will be back in a mere moment.
I'm just gonna pull a Chandler Jones hockey talk intro. Like I'll have my kids help me with it. And
The person that you really just piled a bunch of work onto was Nick.
No, I'm gonna give it to him. Done.
No, you're not.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes,
you're gonna do
I'm
it.
I'm gonna do it myself.
You're gonna do this live?
No. I'm gonna record it over.
It on your iPhone?
Yeah, I'm gonna get
you're
like
gonna
I'm
create
a,
it.
Yes, I'm gonna have like I'm gonna have some beats in the back.
I cannot wait for this.
Well, how hard can it be?
Well, because I understand that technologically you are functional.
You missed what I said though.
What do you? All right then. So
I'm gonna have my kids help me with it.
Oh, that's cheating.
No, why is that cheating? I have Nick help me with stuff.
Well, he's paid to.
Well, okay, and my kid gets to live in the house for free, and I feed them, and I drive them around, and
you couldn't get them to help you set up something the other day.
Yeah,
we heard about it this morning.
And that's a little unfair. Hey, I didn't wrap.
Oh, that's different, though.
Hey, kid, I didn't wrap the rascal, so you're gonna have to help Dad here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, Razor's back. Here we go. Now we can get in. Now we can get into a hockey talk with our guy, Andrew Raycroft. Last night's 5-2 win, I thought the third period really kind of stood out for the Bruins in a good way. What'd you make of the final stanza of last night's game?
They locked it down last night. Really impressed. Like, I had to double check that call. Like, I know Colorado's great and they have a bunch of players. And then I was thinking maybe they've been losing games or maybe they have 61 points. Like, these guys are the top of the league, and the Bruins made them look pedestrian in the third period, especially last night. They jumped on them early, let up a little bit maybe late in the second. Colorado had a push, but they locked it down in the third. And after all the talk of blowing leads a little bit earlier in the season, they put it to rest last night anyways.
So Swayman's been getting a lot of love, all-star game, back-to-back. Like, what, I don't know how many games in a row he started. I even think during the telecast, they were talking about his parents and how happy they are for him getting all these reps. But now that Ullmark's basically back, how does anything change?
I don't think so. No, I don't think anything changes.
So back to the old rotation then, I guess is my point.
Yeah, back to the old rotation. I would be interested to see if they go with, maybe they go like a two game on, two game off rotation. Maybe they go rotation, rotation, and then 1 week they pick one guy to play three in a row, and then the next guy plays three in a row. They might change that up, but I think at the end of the season, if everyone stays healthy, you're going to see that they've played the same amount of games still between now and the playoffs. I think it works. And the other thing too, guys, right? The reason why it works now for Swayman to play six in a row is because he hasn't had to do it four times already this season. So he has lots of energy if he needs to go in and play six. And Linus last season, when he had to go play 10 in a row, he had lots of energy and knew that he wouldn't have to do it the entire season. So these guys can do it over a shorter period of time. It's when you look into playing 60 games at that level in this league, that's when it gets difficult. So the rotation will go back, and it might not be 1-1. It might be 2-2. But I would suspect at the end of the season, barring injury, they're going to both have played 20 games by the end of the season from here on out.
Under normal circumstances, Razor, like how many reps, how many games should a starting goalie get? Like with no, if you're, because I feel like this is a, you know, an outlier what the Bruins are doing.
It is a bit of an outlier in that it's a 41-41 split, essentially. Of course, there's going to be I think Allmark got to 48 last season because of the injuries. Could be the same for Swayman. I think ideally the teams are looking for a 52-30. That would be, if you had a starter and you had a good backup, you would probably get into that range where the backup's playing 25 to 30 starts. And really no less than that, because if you start creeping into 60 with the way the game's played now, with the schedule the way it is, with the travel and just what's expected from a goaltender now, you're pushing the exhaustion limit.
Our guy Andrew Raycroft of Nesson and WEEI with us on the Harbor One Hotline. He's with us every Friday breaking down the Bruins. His second appearance for Razor this week because, of course, all hell broke loose down in Foxborough last week. Hey, Razor, I want to ask you about Jake DeBrusk and help me with this quote. After the game, he said, "I just feel like my feet are in a good position right now, and that goes hand in hand with everything in the game." Help me as a neophyte understand what he's talking about.
Well, I think it's his feet are moving and he's getting to the spots on the ice where the puck is. I think at times over his career, Jake's really fast. He can skate around. He's got great skills. I think at times he was where the puck wasn't, or he was a split second late. And I think what we see and what we've seen basically since the holiday vacation is, he's gotten his game to a place where he's reading it extremely well. He's second and third effort, right? There's always a second and third effort with Jake DeBrusk when you bring that up. And when he's there and doing that and getting his feet to the right spot, he's a really effective player. Last night, he was awesome. His 200-foot game, he made two or three amazing defensive plays, like amazing like Patrice Bergeron would make, right? Like where you'd be like, wow, that was a great defensive play. Not just a simple back check, like real solid effort plays. And it's no coincidence, guys, that when Jake DeBrusk scores and plays well, this Bruins team wins. And he's that complimentary game changer that they need to go on a long run.
Like, he sucks me in, and I'm like, wow, this guy can really be something. And then there's, like, periods where he disappears. And it's like DeBrusk is maddening, Razor, because, I mean – to think about it, like Jake freaking DeBrusk. And Razor, you make a comp of a, hey, that's a Patrice Bergeron type play. Now, I get it that he's not going to be a Hockey Hall of Famer, but it's like, damn, DeBrusk, are you going to give a consistent year? Can you really tap into that potential? Because there are times where it seems like there's a big ceiling there. And then there are times where it's like, all right, get him off the damn ice.
Yeah, there is. I think part of that problem, right? The part of the problem is there's two things with that. One is it's really hard to do that every single night in the National Hockey League. It's really, really hard. And we've been spoiled. We are spoiled to watch Brad Marchand and Patrice Bergeron do it every single night. And we think that that's the norm and that's the way it should be. But you guys know, like, everybody in the NFL can have a great practice, can have a great game. It's the consistency that makes you a Hall of Famer. And watching Bergeron, watching Marchand, I think we expect sometimes to, for everyone else to be able to do it 82 times. But there's just times where you don't feel good for 2 weeks, or you just can't get there for 2 weeks of a period, and that's seven games in the NHL, and you don't score. But that's pretty normal for most of the guys in the league. It's the Pasternak's, it's the Marchands, it's the Bergerons that doesn't happen to. So I think in that respect, Jake kind of gets the short end of the stick sometimes, in that we expect him to do it every night, but it's really hard to do it 82 times.
Yeah, I feel like Lindholm was somewhat in that category in a way where, you know, he wasn't really playing well, but I feel like he's kind of turned it up, at least lately. What are your thoughts on him?
It's a great look at Fourier coming through with absolutely. It's the same. It's the same idea. He plays 20 minutes every night, guys. He's a top three defenseman on any team in the National Hockey League. I think he spoiled us a little bit for the 12-game stretch that McAvoy was out last season, where he just absolutely took on the first guy and was like a Norris Trophy. Like, it's hard to do it 82 times. So I think he has to pace himself. He's a veteran in the league now, so he recognizes where he has to pace himself. And I think last night you see it where you challenge him to play against Nate McKinnon, who's one of the best players in the world. He goes with McAvoy, and they're a lockdown. And he's moving up and down the ice. And that's the other thing, too, is that he's had to play a bit more of a defensive role. He's been playing with Brandon Carlo all season, so they're playing the best offensive lines all season, where he goes with McAvoy, and he knows he can go because McAvoy is going to be there to back him up. So it's a great analogy, Fourier. And again, there's nights where you just can't do everything, and very few guys can. So Lindholm's in a great spot. He's very important for this team.
Were you ready to break big news that Patrice Bergeron was going to come back, or did you just laugh at the reports?
No, I was laughing quite hard. Very, very, very hard laughing at those reports. And I mean, how us media people get away with just throwing stuff out there when basically we know what the truth is anyways, to get likes is something else. But no, we're not. I feel very confident in saying we're not going to see Patrice Bergeron play this season.
So instead of Patrice Bergeron rumors, you choose the thirst trap photos to get your clicks and likes?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm a thirst trap guy, and I don't really still know what that means. I just know it's not ideal.
Well, let me see. Like, have you ever taken a selfie of yourself with your shirt off while at the beach, and then sent it out? How about this one? Have you ever taken a picture of like a glass of scotch or a beer and said, "Oh, I'm so relaxed now"? Are you one of those guys? Because I hate those guys.
No, I'm not.
Okay,
doing
good.
That
you're
either.
Good. You belong here. You belong with us.
No food pictures. No.
Oh yeah. Look what I'm about to eat. My life's better than yours.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to try and fool anyone into thinking that my life's better than theirs.
I worked really hard. Look, I'm going to have a glass of scotch.
The drone shot him hunting a bear.
Oh, man.
Oh, do we have his Instagram up right now?
I think
right
it's
now?
His Instagram. I'm pretty
okay,
sure.
We're looking at it right now.
The coup pulled it up. And
no, just there's real official stuff.
Well, you know what there isn't on there? You know there isn't on there? A photo of Jaffe. No balds are on Razor's Instagram.
I feel like Jaffe he went full, he's just, oh, my, look at this picture of him in this wedding outfit.
Oh, no, this was
getting married?
This was Razor at the awards show. He's like 22 or something like that.
Oh, my God. Jeez, yeah, boy, you look young back then.
Oh, there actually
we got a picture of you.
Hold on. This is a family photo on a giant pedal boat with a slide.
Wow, that thing looks awesome. Where was that?
That was unbelievable, guys. We went to Portugal last summer, and we get to the beach, and we have to bring these to the Cape, guys. This is a business.
Absolutely.
You can rent those suckers on the Cape, down on the North Shore, South Shore. It was fun.
That really, honest to God, I'm with you on this.
Can Boyer and Razor.
Hold
Let's
on.
Go. Rent some boogie boards too.
Well, hang on. Can I add to this business model? Let's make sure we have a couple of boats and slides for larger people.
You're right.
Because the one thing we don't need is Chris Shime's big ass sliding down there and get falling right through and getting stuck. You know what I mean?
I mean, Billy and I
are smart enough to stay away, but there'll be some dub chubbo who will like be pedaling along, climb up there, slide down that thing, fall through it, and then they're a national punchline.
I can't believe Portugal has this little like the those little pedaling boats with a slide, and I haven't seen one. I've never seen one in the United States ever on a lake, at a beach, ever. It's amazing.
We ran down the, as soon as we saw this, the kids and I ran down the beach to get, like, we couldn't rent that thing fast. It was the most, I'm like, this is amazing.
Awesome. I love it. I love it that it wasn't the kids ran down there. It was the kids and ran down there. They didn't have to talk dad into it.
Absolutely. No. I would be doing the same thing.
Shirtless Razor running on the beach to go get the pedal boat with the slide. There's your thirst trap photo right there. Baywatch, that's baby. It. Razor, thank you, buddy. I know it was a double hitter this week. We really appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Thanks.